interviewing a draft prospect with Jalen Hurts over the weekend. So it was interesting to see them have to go that route, but that's the world we're living in right now. So the draft will be one of a kind, much like a lot of other events so far this year.
Yes, it will be. And it's kind of, you know, first of all, the NFL has, even with what's going on, they will figure this out. And they will probably do it in a way that we're like, wow.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm not so sure.
Why, you know, not that you wanted to see this ever happen again, because we've been to the drafts and we understand the energy, the passion, I mean, you cannot imagine, unless you're there, the kind of, like, we've been on Radio Row for Super Bowls, we've been at games that are championship level, but the energy inside, whether it's New York or Chicago or, what was it, Nashville last year?
Nashville, yeah, they were great.
Philadelphia, the energy has been phenomenal. We are now joined by Heisman Trophy winner and Baltimore Ravens quarterback Robert Griffin III on ESPN Central Texas. Paul Catalina, excuse me, I just did the first one. Sikkim 365 Radio. Oh, well, habits are hard to break. Paul Catalina, Craig Smoke, David RG3. Hey, I saw a tweet where you're giving away shoes and clothing and much more. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Good to talk to you guys, man, and congratulations on the new gig. I know you're excited about it. Just wanted to say that before I begin.
Thank you so much, man.
No problem. So basically, a fan tweeted out a video of the Redskins-Cowboys game from Thanksgiving in 2012, and I saw it on my Twitter line, and just told the guy I appreciated the support, and I'm going to send him some game-worn stuff. Got his address and everything, and it's really just trying to show some love to the fans. I know everybody's going through a hard time right now, you know, being stuck at home with the coronavirus and people losing jobs and not knowing what's the future's gonna hold. So you're just trying to bring a smile to people's face. And I think that's just one of the things that I want to do to try to help people.
How strange is it for you at this time of year? You would be, you know, getting ready with maybe doing some things with teammates and all that stuff, maybe more people than you're allowed to see. How strange is it for you right now?
Oh, yeah, it's really strange. You know, to be honest with you, I just got off the road. This weekend, I took my family, my wife and my daughters, and we drove 19 hours from Los Angeles, California, all the way to Dallas, Texas. Wow. And the reason for it was, as everyone knows, flying right now is just not the smartest thing to do. And we actually got stuck in California for the past month with the quarantine, and we didn't really know what to do. We weren't sure if we should fly or if we should drive. And once we got word that, you know, things are getting pushed back all the way into July and some things into August, we decided to go ahead and make the drive. Now, it was beautiful. It was a beautiful scenic route, but it was a long drive, and it's just, you know, something that's just a weird thing to the offseason. I don't get a chance to go and practice with my teammates. I don't get a chance to go out and work out like I normally want to, but we're making it work. We're getting the home workouts in. I literally just finished working out.
Robert, what's the kind of conversation like with you and fellow players? I mean, with so much uncertainty, as you mentioned, everybody just kind of trying to stay safe and be with family. Well, what are some of your fellow players, teammates, all kind of, what's the talk about right now?
Yeah, you know, this whole offseason, all the talk was about the CBA. So, you know, I got a chance to connect with a lot of guys and talk with guys about things that, you know, were pertinent to our league and to our collective bargaining agreement. And then all of a sudden, at the drop of a dime, you know, everything got put on pause. Obviously, the CBA passed, but all our off-season programs are on hold. Our season is uncertain. And I think what, you know, people don't realize is we're just like everybody else, you know, in the sense that we get paid to work. So if we don't work, we don't get paid. And I think a lot of guys are a little uneasy about that right now. And the coronavirus, COVID-19, is really affecting everybody's lives, no matter how much money you make or don't make.
You were supposed to be inducted by now in the Texas Sports Hall of Fame, and obviously that was pushed back until sometime perhaps later in the summer, along with some other great names, and what you did at Coppers Cove High School, what you did at Baylor, and what you've done in the NFL, and what you've done just as a person. How much was that going to mean to you, and can you still, like, not wait until your name is introduced, whenever that might be?
Yeah, I mean, it's very exciting, you know, especially for my family. I don't think any kid really grows up and, you know, when they're 4 or 5 years old, say, I want to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, we all want to be doctors and lawyers and astronauts and professional athletes. But when it's all said and done, when you look back on it and you can see everything that you've accomplished and all the people that have helped you get there, it does mean a lot, you know, to be a part of the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. I can't put it into words, honestly. And yeah, I was really looking forward to it. But like you said, they postponed it for now. But I hope all the guys that were going to be inducted will get a chance to hear their name called and be praised and appreciated for all the things that they've done, not only for themselves and their family, but for the community and Texas as a whole.
Knowing you like we do, you weren't obviously in the league the last time they did the CBA, but you're an academic, Rob. I know you are. You like a lot. Did you kind of enjoy getting into that and learning that and getting into the details of what it was going to mean to be a player in this next era of the NFL and talking to guys and working out, you know, issues about what you may disagree about?
Yeah, I did, actually. I did enjoy it. You know, I was one of the – I think I was the second rookie class with the old collective bargaining agreement. So myself, Cam Newton, we were guys that you know, to put it nicely, got screwed over by the new CBA because they put a cap on the rookies, right? So putting a cap on the rookies actually made the rookies cheaper, and it expedited the process of veterans getting kicked out of the league, because why would a team pay a guy $1 million when they can pay a younger guy $500,000? Who's got fresh legs, has no knee surgeries, and not as much wear and tear on his brain. So I did thoroughly enjoy getting into those conversations with the guys, and I understood where they were coming from. Obviously, I disagreed. I didn't want the CBA to go through for a number of reasons, which I won't get into. But I think that at the end of the day, we negotiated from a position of fear, and it's a position that the NFL owners and the players have always been in. The players in the NFL have always had a weaker negotiating stance and point. And I thought we could have flipped the script this time if we had, you know, held our water. And we didn't do that. You know, obviously our leadership went in a different direction and the players decided. But I'm all in with the guys now that it's been implemented. And there's really nothing we can do unless one of these lawsuits gets it eliminated. But we just got to work together now to try to make the most of it.
Robert, I wasn't here for your pro day. I arrived a couple years later, but I've heard legendary tales about how packed the parking lot was and all the people that were in attendance for it. What do you remember most about your pro day? Because, you know, obviously this Baylor class, they're not going to have that, and a lot of other schools won't have their pro days either. But what do you remember most about that day?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say for the guys that don't get a chance to have the pro day, you know, I think it's really sad. I think there's a lot of talent that doesn't get an invite to the combine, doesn't get an invite to the East-West Shrine Game or the Senior Bowl, and that pro day is their Super Bowl because they get a chance to show teams, you know, their speed, their agility, their ability to work on the field. So I'm heartened for all the guys that don't get to experience that, because my pro day with my guys, you know, Kendall Wright and guys of the such was such a special day. We had so much fun, obviously. I'm sure the tales you've heard involved a lot of music. We had some, you know, some Michael Jackson going on in there. Yeah. We're, you know, all decked out in matching uniforms, and it was a lot of fun. I think the best part of it, honestly, was just going out and watching my guys perform at a high level. I can't remember how many balls we had hit the ground, but it was less than five, and the guys are going out. I think Kendall Wright made a nice one-handed catch, you know, down the seam, and topped it off with you know, the pass that I caught against TCU on fourth down. We simulated that play at the pro day, and that's how we capped it off. And, you know, that's something I'll always remember. I love my time at Baylor. I love my teammates. And that pro day was like, it capped it off. It was your last opportunity to be around all the guys that you spent the last 3, 4, 5 years with. And yeah. You know, you know, high school football, you grow up with these guys. In college, you grow into men with these guys. So it meant a lot for us to be able to have that day.
It's amazing you mentioned TCU in that flea flicker, because Bob Sturm, who works for the Ticket in Dallas, is doing kind of a summary of you, and he wanted to know, this is the question he asked, what would be your signature performance, maybe not the biggest win, but in your opinion, the best game you ever played?
Oh, man, the best game I ever played. That is tough. Not going to lie, guys.
good problem to have.
I think, you know, it is a good problem to have. I think the game that people probably remember the most is Oklahoma, you know, with all the yards and all the touchdowns and the pass to Terrence at the end of the game. I've seen people mention, I saw that tweet that you're talking about. I've seen people mention the TCU game at the beginning of the year. But I think I personally think my best performance was against Texas, the game after Oklahoma. Because I don't know if you guys remember, but, you know, there's a guy named Keenan Robinson, and he infamously said that we weren't going to win the Heisman on them. And I put emphasis on we because that's how we looked at the Heisman. We looked at it as a team award, and we wanted to win out the rest of the year after we had a couple losses there in the middle of the season to give our school, you know, our fans the best opportunity to win the Heisman. And we went in that game. We dominated that game. And then after the game, obviously, I said, I think Baylor just won its first Heisman. And I think that was my best performance because Texas had the best defense in the Big 12. They had I think they had a top 10 defense at that time or top 25 defense. In the country, and we went out and we handled our business, dominated on the run game and the passing game, and it really was a culmination of the season. But my best play ever was in the bowl game against Washington on a touchdown run by Jared Salubi. I laid a block on the safety, and I had to lay out for that block, and that is undoubtedly my best play ever while I was at Baylor.
Robert, shifting gears real quick. You were with the Redskins and the Browns before you were the Ravens. I'm a big fan of elite level GMs and people who run their organizations well. And I'm not going to try to get you to disparage your first two organizations, but I'll do it for you. But the Ravens are fascinating in the way that they handle their business and the way that they build a roster and the way that they look at talent. How much has that helped you grow as a player or being in an organization like that? You see the behind the scenes that really is kind of a well-oiled machine there in Baltimore.
Yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal, guys, to say the least. Obviously, as you said, I was in Washington, I was in Cleveland. I've been through the ups and I've been through the downs. And the one thing Baltimore does really well is they allow the players to be themselves, right? And Coach Harbaugh does a great job of leading that, right? He is 100% behind the guys. And yes, he's hard on us. Yes, he's disciplined, but he has your back. You know, he's not a guy that's going to throw you under the bus in the media. He's not a guy that's going to point the finger at you when we lose a game. He's going to point the finger at himself. And then with Ozzy and Eric DaCosta, you know, they gave me an opportunity after I was out of the league in 2017. And I had to prove to them at a wide receiver workout that I could come in and be effective for them. And they signed me, and I was the fourth quarterback on the roster. So the thing that I have enjoyed so much about Baltimore is it was an opportunity for me to reset my career, an opportunity for me to go back to the drawing board and earn everything from the bottom up. And they gave me that opportunity. You know, they allowed me to start games in the preseason. They gave me a start last year at the end of the year when we beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, effectively eliminating them from playoff contention. And I wouldn't be where I am today without the Baltimore Ravens. So it's been awesome to see the way they operate, the way they go about doing things, that they do it the right way. And I've thoroughly enjoyed that.
Robert, going back a little bit to the guys who are preparing now for the NFL draft, Denzel Mims, James Lynch, Bravion Roy, Chris Miller, there's a ton of them that should be drafted or have the opportunity. Since they don't get that pro day experience, what is, as somebody who's been in the league for a long time now, seen just about everything that you could see, what would be your best piece of advice for those guys as they enter the league for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing they need to remember is everything that they did to get to where they are, right? You know, it sounds cliche and, you know, everybody's got a hashtag nowadays, but it really is just knowing why you're doing what you're doing. And as long as they know that, I think they'll be great because it's still just football, right? NFL football is played at a different speed. You got the best athletes, from all around the world playing, in the NFL. So there is no days off. Every practice day is like a game day, but these guys did it at a high level in college and they can do it at a high level in the NFL. But they have to bring that belief with them. The coaches are going to break them down, tell them everything that they've ever done wrong, and they have to make sure they listen to the coaches, take that tutelage, grow as a player, but also know that you're here for a reason. You're not here because you lucked into it. You're here because you're a great player. Take that confidence, go out there and show them why you're a great player, and I think they'll be great. Have fun with it and never lose sight that it is a game, and it's a kid's game that we get paid a king's ransom to play.
How hard is it to still be a game and not just a business?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to the guy who understands that inside and out, right? So It is a business, of course. This isn't high school football where, you know, everybody knows each other and, you know, you're going to get 4 years to play, or college where as long as you don't mess up, you're going to get 5 years to be on scholarship. It's the NFL, and you're going to go into the off season. Hopefully we get to have an off season this year, or, you know, get to have a season this year, and there'll be 90 guys. But when the season starts, there's only going to be 53. And there's going to be 10 guys on the practice squad. And you're going to see a lot of the guys that you came in with no longer there. They're going to be trying to find jobs. And it's just a cool reality to the business aspect of the NFL. And you do have to carry yourself like a business. No one's going to be checking to make sure you're making weight, checking to make sure you drink your liquids, making sure you're studying your playbook. You're going to have to do that on your own. So it is a grown man's game. But if you go into it, you prepare, and you're ready to roll, you can still have fun and treat the game just like you did at all the other levels.
RG3, I reached out to you a few days ago and told you about our journey and our new chapter and how a new door opened up for all of us, and asked you to come on. You had our back. We appreciate it. It's great to have you on the debut show. Thank you, and good luck. Hope to see you very soon.
All right, man. Thank you, guys. I look forward to being on the show again. I know you guys are going to kill it.
Yes, God sir. Thanks, thank you, Robert. Man. Robert Griffin III, 2011 Heisman Trophy winner, Baltimore Ravens.